I first just want to give a very big Yasher Koyach to Mayor Porter for pushing me very stark to, and pushing, making and collaborating and working out this week after week and putting much effort into it. I see that learning with him second state of the mouth, that he's covering himself and learning second state the whole time, and still he puts a lot of effort in to be able to do this, so I want to just give a very big Yasher Koyach to Mayor Porter for all the efforts that he does. Okay, so this week's topic, I don't even know what it says after. Maybe it's reheating after eating. Bishlachafia. So, as was brought down over here, there is a machlokes in the Rishonim. We have the Shitas HaYireim, that the Yireim says that there is a problem of Bishlachafia. And he brings, and there's raya's fine. So we, as we saw from the Gemara in Pesachim, and then we have the Shitas Rav Yah that says that no, there's no problem to go ahead and do bishul achrafia. So, and the Shulchan Aruch brings down both shitas, both days, and he said the Shulchan Aruch is mavur that there is no problem whatsoever. The Mechaber himself seems to say that it passes that the Yesh Makil and Yesh Matirin. And the Ramah comes out that Yesh Li Zoyer, it depends if it's a Kli Rishon or Kli Sheni. So before we get very much involved in the nitty gritties and whatnot, we have to understand what exactly is Bishul, what exactly is Afia, what's Sli, what's Tigo, and what are different things. What a category, what falls under what, before we can actually understand what the halakhas are. So, The basic malacha which the Torah asks is Bishul. Everything that the Torah asks falls under that category. What is that? That is your basic boiling in water, cooking in water, or any type of liquid. The Poskim can discuss what about deep frying something. So deep frying is, frying is Tigum, which is a whole entire different type of a way of cooking. But then there's deep frying, which is more similar maybe to your regular boiling, regular cooking. So where would that fall under? So we discussed it in our Mishnah Berurah share by Pastor Bubba Kistner that it comes up very much over there, that it's your regular, that would be your regular cooking. That would not be, that says, and Rosh Hashanah Zalman has a svara. The svara is that just like you find that water, if you boil something in water, so what's the difference? You boil it in water, you boil it in shemen, there's no difference. At the end of the day, it's a boiling, that's a cooking process, that's exactly what's happening over there. Then you have afia, which we were discussing tonight, or tzli. We're going to start with afia. Afia is when you just go ahead and you bake something in your oven, a regular baking process. That's the basic afia. Then you have tzli, which would be roasting. So we have a question when it comes to roasting. What happens if you just go ahead and put your basic roasting, which in the time of the Gemara would happen over open fire with a spit, and you go ahead and you find a rotisserie. But what would be in your regular, what happens if you would go do a roasting in your oven or a broiling or the like? So that could be, it's a machlokes hapoiskim, exactly how much, if you have to have any type of a liquid. Normally a tzli is without any type of roitef, without any type of liquid that follows along with it. So if you went ahead and just put it in a pot in the oven, that would most likely be a regular bishul. That would most likely be, if you didn't add any liquid to it, that would most likely...
What's the difference between baking and roasting?
So if you have liquid. Or baking is... Roasting, like you said, is open fire.
Roasting is up, it's open.
Normally it's open fire, but let's say you have your broiling that you do in an oven. So there are those that say that would go under the gather of tzli, and then there are those that say that we saw from the Chazanish, they want to bring a raya from the Chazanish that to answer up the stira in the Mechaber, that I don't know if everyone got to the Mechaber, but there's a stira in the Mechaber that the Chazanish says that it depends on what you're trying to do. If you're trying to get the flavor from the actual fire, that's what you call tzli, that's what you call roasting. You're trying to get the flame taste, that flame broil taste. If you're trying to just go ahead and bake something, so or put something in the oven, you're not really trying, you're just trying to warm it, and it happens to happen in that type of a way, in that manner. So that would be considered more like a fia. So they want to say from the Chazanish that would not be if you would go ahead and you would broil something in the oven, if it would be in a pan and it would broil, even if it didn't have any liquid, still that would be considered a baking. And that would not be considered a tzli, a roasting. Okay, so there are several nafkaminas that really come up. The first thing that comes up to mind, which we, once again I just want to reiterate, that it's a very important thing to note that as interesting as it is, the main thing, the main malacha is the malacha of bishul. That's the malacha d'oraisa. So it's very interesting that we find a concept that even though everything is really coming because of bishul, the whole issa is to go ahead and cook. So now you have a fia, which is really the whole issa is just once again becoming because of cooking. But since it's a different manner of cooking, that would be the reason why we would aser that, since it gives a whole entire different taste, it gives a whole entire different look, it gives a whole entire, it's a whole different process. That would be a different reason why it would not be similar to a fia at the cooking. So that's why it would still have sheikhs to having the issa minatir, even though it's not the same. It's not, even though it's under the basic problem of bishul. Now the first thing that comes up is bread. A lot of people like to take their bread and they like to maybe dip it into their soup. So we saw that the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah brings down that one should be careful not to dip their bread into or something in, their bread into soup, because that's yad to lettuce blow, even if it's a klisheni. Today, though, since most people, when they dish out their soups, so they go ahead, they take a pot from the fire, and then they go ahead and take a ladle, and they take the ladle and they put it into the soup, into the bowl, and then they go ahead and they serve that. So even though normally we have a chumrah to say that a ladle, since it went into the actual soup, that would be considered a kli rishon, since it went in the actual pot of soup. So you put the soup, the ladle in the soup, and now that would be considered in from the kli rishon. Now you're going and putting it into the bowl. There would normally you would consider the ladle to still be a part of the kli, to not have taken anything away, and that would still make everything, that wouldn't take care of the problem of making it into a kli sheni, and wouldn't make the bowl a kli shlishi. That would normally make the ladle still a kli rishon, and now you put it into the bowl, that would make it a kli sheni, and it would be usher. But since that's a chumrah, and also the problem of bread, the reason why you wouldn't be able to put it into a kli sheni would because it's in the gedder of kali abishal, which Meretz Hashem will learn later on what the exact dharma are. So it's a chumrah to say it's a kali abishal, because it's not one of the specific things mentioned as being kali abishal. So therefore, we go ahead and we would say that would be, it's trei chumras, like we, and that we would be matar and say that you're allowed, one would theoretically would be allowed, even if the soup would be atzel lettuce, but it would be considered a kli shlishi, and you would theoretically be allowed to then go ahead.
What are you effectively doing to the bread after mishkan?
What's that?
What are you effectively doing if you bake the bread already, putting it into the soup?
That's a bishul achafia. So one second, let me just backtrack. But let me backtrack one second. What exactly is the machlokes between the Urayim and the Ravyo? So it seems that the machlokes is this, that the Urayim is asering. He's saying that even though this whole thing is actually cooked completely, but since you're adding a different taste, you're doing a different process, you're giving a different surah, you're doing something different that's not in the actual category of this that would actually have been taken care of from the bishul, or from the afia. So since that's a whole entire different process, that would actually, you're adding on to it, that would aser it. That gives it a different taste. So Mashenkin, the Rav Yos, says, no, it's not, it's cooked kol sarchai. It did everything. It's completely ready. You could go ahead and eat it. There's nothing wrong. Go ahead and eat it. So what are you adding on? It's not like you didn't add anything to this process, even though maybe it has a different taste. So fine, it doesn't make any isser. So that would be the problem when you went ahead and you had baked bread. Now you went ahead and you had hot soup. So it's a bishul achar afia. So that would be a problem. You're giving it, you had a afia, which is something that's a nice, enjoyable soft bread. Now you're going ahead and you're putting it into a liquid, so it changes the whole entire taste, and it changes the tzura, the look of how the bread is. So that would be a problem of bishul achar afia. That would be the svar. But since we're saying that it's a kli shlishi in this inyan, so therefore it would not be a problem of bishul achar afia. Another inyan that comes up is your soup nuts. So soup nuts are deep fried. So since soup nuts are deep fried, that normally would be that would come on to this that we said before from Shlema Zalman, that would just be a regular bishul. That would not be, then most soup nuts are not made in the oven. So since they are, we're talking about the yellow ones. I'm not talking about the croutons that people put on their salads. I'm talking about the ones that Osim says they're good for soups, they're good for snacks, and they're good for other things. Yum. And so, yeah, sponsored by Osem. Those are normally deep fried, and as a matter of fact, they say on the, most of them say on the labels that these are deep fried. The reason that they're saying that is to tell you that that will not be a problem of putting in your soup. Even if your soup would be a kli rishon, that would not be a problem, because bishul acher bishul, that would be the same, that would be the same nekuda that we spoke about before, last week. Now, they do bring down that yesh oimrim that you have to machmer. If they don't have that sticker on the front that says that these are fried, you can use them on Shabbos, so then yesh oimrim that you shouldn't use them. Because it's a process you have to know, or something you have to always find out. If you know for a fact that it was deep fried, then you could. But if you don't have that as a beer, so there, they do bring down the peskim that, since if you do not know for sure, then... Yeah. No, you're okay. They aren't necessarily all, okay. We're talking, let's say, the kosher brands. That's for sure. Whatever, different brands. They don't necessarily say that they're deep fried. The cliche, right, you still have the cliche she had there. That, but if, let's say, for some reason, your wife decided not to use a ladle and she decided to go ahead and pour. This would also be a nafkamina for your bread. If she decided to go ahead and pour directly into the bowl without using a ladle, that would be a problem. Cliche, and then you would have a problem of using it. But ours, all of the kosher brands, they all say that they're deep fried and you don't have that issue. Good? Yeah, fine. Just. Okay, we spoke about the roasts. Now, one of the big questions that comes up is that everyone wants to know what's going to be with our coffee. So, can we have our coffee on Shabbos? So, it depends. Did you have a coffee that was if you have your regular, not instant coffee, you want to go ahead and make some type of a brew? Well, that's a problem to make no matter what. You're going to run into problems, even kli shlishi, if it's because it could be kali abishal, and you're going to run into problems, and recommend to stay far away from that. If you have instant coffee, so there were those that have spoken, I'm not going to say when or how, but they said that no, you really instant coffee, it's a freeze dryer, whatever it is. Baruch Hashem, our very own Mayor Porter once again found out that he from Taster's Choice, that the process that they do from Taster's Choice is that they go ahead, they brew the coffee. After they brew the coffee, which would be, the brewing would be a regular bishul. Then after they brew the coffee, they go ahead and they suck it. So what, I'm sorry, let me take a step back. What would be the problem? The problem would be bishul acher afia, because if they go ahead, they brew it, and then they dry it out with a heating process, so that would be an afia afterwards. So that would be a bishul acher afia acher bishul. That would be, because what they do, they went ahead, they soaked it in the water, then they dried it out with a hot process. That would be like baking it. And then you would go ahead and you put it in your coffee. So that would be a bishul acher afia acher bishul. So that would, the Peskim say, is we are machmer on that. The Bir Halacha says we're machmer on such a thing. So that would be, we want to stay away from that. But in Taster's Choice, they go ahead and they brew it, and they do not dry it with the heat process. They suck out they have a vacuum process, and they feel that that conserves the flavor much stronger, and therefore there's no afia whatsoever in the process of making Taster's Choice, and one may go ahead and use Taster's Choice in a klisheni lechatchila is the best thing. You might ask, if it's bishul acher bishul, why can't you just go ahead and put it in kli rishon? There's no ain bishul acher bishul, so what's the problem? So the Peskim say the problem of bishul acher bishul would be the reason why is because when you go ahead and put it in the kli, so it turns into a liquid. If it's turning into a liquid, so therefore it would be like a bishul acher bishul on a davar lach, on something that's wet. So something that's wet, that we said that there could be a problem of bishul acher bishul, and therefore one should stay away from that. But if you do it in a kli sheni, there's no problem. Now the best way to do it would be in a kli sheni, would be first put your coffee in this way. You would be able to use ira kli sheni. Meaning you would be able to pour from the kli rishon. You put your coffee from the urn into the cup. You take the cup and you pour it onto the coffee. That would be fine. There's another shayla that does come up into the Peskim, I see, which would be that you don't need ira kli sheni, because it's not a, it's you don't need ira kli sheni, because it's a bishul acher bishul.
So what do you do?
You take from the urn, we're being machmer. We have a chumra over here of that. That's like next to kedavar lach. It's like something wet, but really it's just a chumrah. So we go ahead and we say you can take from the urn, you fill up a cup, and you can pour directly onto the irkli. That's irkli. Irkli sheni. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
So here the shading because what?
You can't put it. You could. You could put it into the cliche. You could. Yeah. What? What?
Like a Monday.
No, you can't do like a Monday. You can't do on Monday because it's considered a davar lach. A davar lach. You can't. The Chumrah, we have... No, that's Irikli Rishon. I'm sorry, you can't do Irikli Rishon. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. It's the first time on the job. It's Irikli Rishon, you cannot do Irikli Sheni, you could. You cannot pour direct, you cannot take from the Kli Rishon onto a cup. You first have to take from the urn, fill up the cup, then take that cup and put it, you can then fill up the other cup with the coffee inside of it. There is a different issue that does come up with coffee, which would be if you would put the coffee, first the water in and then the coffee. There are yesh oimim, you shouldn't do that because that's color in the water, that's not this week's shir. Okay, we'll stop here, I guess.